January Wind. The January wind has 100 voices. It can scream, it can bellow, it can whisper, and it can sing a lullaby. It can roar through the leafless oaks and shout down the hillside. And it can murmur in the white pines rooted among the granite ledges where lichen makes strange hieroglyphics. It can whistle down a chimney and set the hearth flames to dancing. On a sunny day, it can pause in a sheltered spot and breathe the promise of spring and violets. In the cold of a lonely night, it can rattle the sash and stay there muttering of ice and snowbanks and deep frozen ponds. Sometimes, the January wind seems to come from the farthest star in the outer darkness, so remote and so impersonal is its voice. That is the wind of a January dawn, in the half-light that trembles between day and night. It is a wind that merely quivers the trees, its force sensed but not seen, a force that might almost hold back the day if it were so directed. Then the east brightens, and the wind relaxes. The stars, its source, grown dim. And sometimes the January wind is so intimate that you know it came only from the next hill, a little wind that plays with leaves and puffs at chimney smoke and whistles like a little boy with puckered lips. It makes the little cedar trees quiver as with delight. It shadow boxes with the weather vane. It tweaks an ear and whispers laughing words about crocuses and daffodils and nips the nose and dances off. But you never know, until you hear its voice, which wind is here today, or more important, which will be here tomorrow.